not good news, to say the least. Everything south of Woodbury, that is the southern Midlands, up in York Plains, the Central Highlands and the Derwent Valley, will not be offered contracts for the coming season. And the remaining sun farmer area throughout the state will reduce by up to 75%. And I say up to because it's not quite determined at the present time. Taking the south out, they won't be offered contracts. If every other farmer who grows for Sun Farmer last season decided to grow, the cut would be 75%. But we believe there'll be a number of farmers throughout the growing areas, all growing regions, will decide not to grow simply because of the economics of it and the small area. That area could end up at 70% or something of that nature, maybe hopefully a little bit lower than that. It needs to go on the record that the local management in Sun Farmer here are feeling this very, very badly. We had argued for, put it this way, a greater cut, an 80% cut across the area, but to hold on to the south so the south didn't go. But given this is a purely commercial economic decision based on stocks around the world and the uncertainty of orders, reviews had been done at Port Fairy and of the whole complement of staff with Sun Farmer in Australia. And on that basis, there were two field staff that needed to go. And the considered opinion, which we weren't privy to, was the two southern field officers were retrenched on Tuesday evening. We saw an urgent meeting with Sun Farmer yesterday. And so those two southern field officers, highly experienced, highly regarded field officers. It's their complete area that's gone.
So why was the south targeted? What was their reasoning for not being able to spread it across their entire growing area?
They had to reduce their field staff by two, and they had to reduce the area, and it just wasn't commercially viable to, with extended travelling and so forth, to with their other field staff to be able to cover that area and do it professionally. They are adamant that this is for 1 year, that this will be reviewed next year. It's for 1 year and it will be reviewed next year.
Are you confident they'll go back to the south?
They are committed to go back to the south. They are not. They were at pains to advise us that they are not abandoning the south. And it was a very subdued and very sombre meeting.
The industry has been dealing with this global oversupply of raw narcotic material for pain relief for some time. How has COVID impacted that high supply level?
We didn't recognise or understand was the impact that COVID would have upon as a supply of pain management medicines. And if we cast our mind back to last year, there were pharmaceutical companies in the US and in Europe that didn't work for 4 to 5 months. The factories were closed, so therefore they didn't use the material that they had in store in their inventory sent from the previous season. And then they had, consequently, they had forward-ordered, and we had the crop coming off last year, the crop that we grew in 2021, and they were still carrying orders, and now we've got they're dealing with the crop that's just come off at the present time. And so with no elective surgery, globally, it reduced the amount of pain management medicines that were required. Clearly, there was trauma and that happened, and some required through COVID. But on the elective surgeries, it takes up quite a big part of the inventory. That didn't happen. And Sun was in a position where it had some inventory. The market is still, it's softer again than what we had expected. I was firmly of the view that it had bottomed out as far as the overuse of prescription drugs, particularly in the United States, but that doesn't appear to be the case at the moment. There's still some softening in that regard. The whole industry is working on enormously thin margins at the moment, and they're not wanting to carry stock.
This season, Sun Farmer changed the way it paid growers for its morphine production. Has that got anything to do with how it hit its bottom line, with how it turned out?
It may well have done, and they didn't go into that, and neither did we. They wanted morphine, and on that basis they put a guaranteed price in of $2,500 per tonne, but that was based at around about 3.1% assay. Now, it was a difficult season in that that was high tonnes, low assays. So therefore, the company has quite a lot of inventory of lower than average assays, but quite a lot more straw, so that then makes that product dearer to them on the extraction process. I don't believe that was a major factor, but it clearly all of these things, when you're working on extremely fine margins, contribute.
What's your advice to growers?
There are some growers out there at the moment that, particularly the early growers, that might be getting ready to, or preparing ground, or getting ready to prepare ground. And for some farmer growers, our advice to them is, at the moment, don't do anything with your ground until you speak to your field officer. Those in the south will be contacted by a representative of Sun Farmer. A big, big hit. I was down the Derwent Valley just a couple of months ago, and it was wonderful to see the expression on this young farmer's face that he'd put in a new pivot that was just in its commissioning, and just the first trickles of water come out, and you could see the pride in his eyes when he said, "This is my poppy paddock for next year," and he was a Sun Farmer. And there's another young person down there who's built a very good business around, probably 75% of it is probably poppies, where they drill, they work up the land, they drill it, they spray it, and they harvest. And there's people like that around all over the state. So these decisions do have an enormous impact.
That's Keith Rice, Chief Executive of Poppy Growers Tasmania, speaking to Larissa Smith about Sun Farmer's cuts to staff and poppy areas in the south of the state. Now, Sun Farmer has declined to comment, but says it will be communicating with growers in the coming weeks. What do you think of that? 0438 922 936, 0438 922 936. Well, as Keith Rice mentioned, Sun Farmer's decision not to grow poppies in the south will have a wide-reaching impact, particularly for farmers who've invested heavily in new irrigation infrastructure. Fiona Breen spoke to Bothwell poppy grower Tom Edgell.
It was completely out of the blue. The first we knew something was amiss was our area field reps for Sun had been made redundant, and after a meeting between Sun and Poppy Growers Tasmania, we found out in the news that no poppies will be grown south of Woodbury this year.
Wow. So I suppose it was about time to get ready.
Yes, people are making decisions about terminating crops to start ploughing ground ready for poppies. Certainly a situation in our case, and we'll have to rethink all of those things now.
How many poppies do you normally grow?
Around the 100 hectare mark.
Yep, and that's you. And what about the rest of the district?
That'd be quite typical. There's some growers that grow quite a few more, and some that grow a little bit less. There is a significant area grown in the south of the state.
And that's for Sun Farmer. Is Sun Farmer one of the key growers?
Yes, the other one is the old Tas Alkaloids.
What does it mean for the district in terms of earnings and money and financials?
It'll be a big hit for those farmers that were growing with Sun. Poppies are our biggest contributor to our irrigated cropping, and certainly the mainstay of it. We'll have to reassess what we grow now. I imagine Tas Alkaloids would be getting a lot of calls.
Tom Edgell, I'm assuming that people would have bought into some of that new irrigation with poppies in mind, because it's a high-value crop.
Absolutely. There wouldn't be many irrigation investments that stack up very well without poppies as a major leg to supporting it.
Have you had much reaction to this decision?
Yes, I have. We're all a lot of bottom lips dragging. A lot of people, no doubt, looking like they've had their beer knocked over. But we'll pick ourselves up.
What are people thinking? Possibly they haven't had the time to think, but they'll be looking at other crops.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to decide what we do. People are growing cereals and fodder crops for lambs. That's been widely practiced here. Some other options might be potatoes or canola, but there won't be many things that can replace the whole left by poppies.
Okay, so it's trying to find out more information and then looking forward.
Well, yeah, so we'll be interested to see how long it might last, but I gather that COVID might be the culprit here, a lack of orders and a lack of manufacturing and all of those things would be, I guess we'll be pinning our hopes on a global recovery from the pandemic.
So you would hope that it's not the end of those poppy contracts in future seasons?
I'll definitely be hoping that. I'm hoping this is a blip rather than a pattern. However, this has happened before. There have been area cutbacks and complete cutbacks in the south. And it may change. Late contracts that the companies find might mean that they'd be looking for areas, and the south can often provide areas late in the season. But I don't think I think that would be very optimistic to think that might be an outcome this year.
That's Bothwell farmer Tom Edgell chatting there to Fiona Breen about the decision by Sun Pharma to drastically cut back on the amount of contracted poppy growers for next season.